FDR would later preach a similar gospel, holding that he had no fixed agenda other than to put Americans to work and launch a program of bold experimentation. "We do not distrust the future," FDR declared. "The people have not failed. In their need, they have asked for discipline and direction under leadership. They have made me the present instrument of their wishes. In that spirit, I take it." Likewise, the Foci di Combattimento, Mussolini wrote in May 1920, do not feel tied to any particular doctrinal form. And much as Roosevelt would later, Mussolini asked the Italian people to trust him now and worry about an actual program down the road. Shortly before he became prime minister, he famously responded to those who wanted specifics from him. "The Democrats of Il Mondo want to know our program? It is to break the bones of the Democrats of Il Mondo. And the sooner, the better." From 1912 to 1922, when Mussolini led the march on Rome and became prime minister, his first objective was power and combat. Make no mistake, many fascists were skullcrackers, legbreakers, and all-purpose thugs, particularly among the OVRA, the secret police of the fascist state, modeled after Lenin's secret police, hence the nickname Chica. The casualties from the fascist-initiated civil war hover around 2,000, with 35% of the dead confirmed leftists and 15% fascists. This may sound like a lot or a little, depending on your perspective, but it is worth keeping in mind that more Italians died during this period from traditional Italian mafia wars. It's also worth noting that many fascists were actually impressive, respectable men who earned not only the cooperation of the police, but the sympathy of both judges and the common man. In a national contest between two broad factions, the Italian people, workers, peasants, small businessmen, and professionals, as well as the well-to-do and wealthy, chose the fascists over avowed international socialists and communists. Mussolini's style was remarkably similar to Yasser Arafat's, though Arafat was undoubtedly far more murderous. He played the political game of claiming to seek peaceful accords and alliances while straining to contain the more violent elements within his movement. His hands were tied, he'd claim, when squads of fascist blackshirts broke the bones of his opponents. Again, like Lenin and Arafat, Mussolini practiced a philosophy of the worse, the better. He celebrated the violence committed by socialists because it gave him the opportunity to commit more violence in retribution. A brawler who'd been in countless fist and knife fights, Mussolini saw physical violence as a redemptive and natural corollary to intellectual combat. In this, he was a lot like Teddy Roosevelt.